Good morning, everybody. Brian of London here again. And I've done a massively clickbaity title for this Periscope, haven't I? Let's see how many angry people I get. I put out a Facebook status and a tweet with that start that John Sweeney is just as racist and far right as Tommy Robinson. I said that yesterday and people didn't read the next sentence, which is to say he isn't. This is the damn point of what Tommy has got. The guy, I don't believe that he is an out and out racist. I don't believe he's a homophobe. Because to be honest, how can you work at the BBC and not, well, you have to get along with homosexuals if you work at the BBC, because there's a lot of them working there. That's fine. Tommy obviously isn't either. He co-wrote a book with a gay man. He's employed gay camera people for years or a year and a half. There's just no way that those charges mean anything. It's the same thing. Tommy is not far right. He is not what anybody should be called far right. But he is the poster child, according to Hope Not Hate, and according to the hit piece that the BBC are trying to present, he is the poster child of what it is to be far right. Yet I know he isn't. The reason I know is because when I left, I'll give you a bit of my background with Tommy, and then you'll start to understand. I left the UK, and I had been working a lot with counter-jihad stuff, against jihad, against Islam taking over, Islamic supremacism, not against Muslims, but against the idea that deep within the core of Islam is the goal and the desire to take over and rule the world. And I don't like that. They took over and ruled Israel and we had to kick them out and revert back to a Jewish nation. That's what I see in Islam. So I've been active in this for a long time. But when I left the UK, I was tired of it. I left, and friends who were still there called me up a couple of years later and said, you need to take a look at this guy, Tommy Robinson. He's saying different things. He is not from the far right. In fact, he is everything against the far right. He is everything against what at the time was an idea which the only people speaking about, for example, rape gangs in northern towns and towns all across the UK, Muslim rape gangs using the ideology of Islam to justify why they could take white working class girls and rape them, and sometimes even Sikh girls, because it's not about the whiteness, it's about the non-Muslimness of the girls. Tommy came up and he was the only person saying this outside of Nick Griffin and the BNP. And I knew the BNP were racist because I'm a Jew and they hate Jews. They hate me. Nick Griffin has written a whole set of in his most ridiculous art document where he attacks Tommy and then he attacks me because I brought him to Israel. Nick Griffin, the BNP, the skin racists, that's the far right. The idea that racism, blood, honor, whiteness, that's the far right. Tommy is none of that. And in the same way, I don't believe John Sweeney is a racist. Now, if he gets drunk and uses slurs against Greeks and Irish, and he does say some pretty nasty stuff, he obviously has a view of homosexuality that is rooted in a previous generation. I don't think he's likely to go out and bash gays. I don't think he's actually homophobic functionally in the way he exists. But he comes from a generation that was taught that homosexuality was very wrong. That was the era that he grew up in. So when he gets drunk, he says terribly horrible homophobic sounding things. And if you take that and snip it and push it out onto the internet, you can make out the case that John Sweeney is homophobic. You can make the case that he is racist. Now, multiply that one video of John Sweeney getting drunk, multiply that a million times, and you haven't come close to the demonization that has been poured on Tommy Robinson for the last decade by everything. the BBC, the entire weight of the BBC. The very first time he was on Panorama, he had to justify why he was, when he was on Newsnight with Paxman. He's being thrown, you're far right, you just hate all Muslims. All of this was thrown at him, every single newspaper, back in the days of the EDL. I said to people there, you have to challenge this far right label. You are not far right. You are a human rights organization arguing for the right to protest about an ideology called Islam. That was what the EDL was. It was a human rights organization. It had gay members. It had black members. It had ex-Muslim members. Probably even had some Muslims who knew the danger of Islam from the inside. It had Jews. It was not a far-right or racist organization. In the same way, I don't believe that in his core, John Sweeney is going to be a racist person. But when he gets drunk, he will. And he did. And he did say racist things. He said homophobic things. He talks in very derogatory terms about gay people. Yeah. You can make the case that John Sweeney is a complete homophobe. Now, is he a paedophilophobe? I don't know, actually. I hope so. But with the history of the BBC covering up and protecting for paedophiles, as they did with Jimmy Savile and the guy from... There was another children's programme guy. I mean, and the list is endless. And, you know, the BBC has a disgusting, vile, evil record on protecting paedophilia. So you got to ask... Why was the BBC always so determined to smash Tommy Robinson, who was one of the first non-racist people in the country to loudly stand up and say, we have a huge problem with Muslims preying on non-Muslim children and raping them? He was that. I learned about the Muslim rape gang thing from Tommy Robinson. I'd heard about it from Nick Griffin and the BNP, but I dismiss them because they're such lunatics about Jews. How can I take them seriously about anything else? But then along comes Tommy Robinson with his EDL marching. Yeah, they didn't look great. They had the skinheads. But I was in the forums talking to the people going on the marches. They were good people. They were not racist people. They were welcoming of everybody. In fact, in the forums, if people showed up with a kind of BNP white supremacist mentality, they were kicked out of the forums. And I know that they were kicked out of marches too, because I would read the reports the next day. You know, after a demo on a Saturday, I'd read the reports on the Sunday, people saying, yeah, this guy was trying to throw Nazi salutes and coming along with his white power attitude. He got bashed. That happened. They were bashing the racists. If you want to know who the real anti-fascists in Britain are today, they are the followers of Tommy Robinson. They are a wide range of people who realize that there is something deeply wrong in British society. And the BBC is part of the massive problem covering up for it. In the end, I don't care what Tommy Robinson does with John Sweeney. I don't care how he portrays him and how he makes him look awful and homophobic and racist. I don't care, because it's a tiny tiny tippy top of what was done to Tommy for all these years. And John Sweeney, as the pinnacle, as the apex predator in this monster called the BBC, he deserves everything he gets. He deserves it. Unless he comes out and says, from all the work he did trying to do a hit piece on Tommy, unless John Sweeney does this, unless he comes out with a statement and he picks up his iPhone and he talks to the camera and he says, I now understand that Tommy Robinson has been wrongly demonized for a decade by organizations like the BBC and the entire British press. Unless he does that, I don't care what happens to him. I really don't. He can lose his job. I don't care, because whilst I don't think he's a racist, I don't think he's functionally homophobic, I just don't care what happens to him, because he represents an evil, bloody system that has been pushing down very good people for decades and destroying destroying Britain in doing it, because Britain needs a fourth estate. You need press. You need an honest press to hold government, to hold politicians, to hold big corporations to account. You do not have that while you have the BBC taking government, such vast amounts of money direct from the people with this tax. You don't have them performing the role they need to perform in society. They should have caught people like the Muslim rape gangs, not covered up and protected for Jimmy Savile. That's what they've been doing. It's disgusting. So the BBC can go down and John Sweeney can go down unless he recants and he says to the entire world, Tommy Robinson is not far right and not racist. There you go. That's your pathway out. I'm Brian of London. Check out my website, brianoflondon.me. Subscribe to my podcasts on iTunes. I turn these videos into YouTubes and I take the audio and turn that into a podcast. Follow, subscribe, like, share, all of that stuff. I enjoy doing this. That's why I do it. I do it for you. I do it to inform people. I do it, hopefully, to try and help save the Western civilization from this collapse under the identity politics and the far left globalist destructive path that we're all in. Progressivism will destroy the West unless we fight back. But we are living in an era where mass communication means that I can talk directly to you and maybe a few people will see it and start thinking, what is this Western civilization thing and how do we save it? How do we come back? Brian of London in Israel. See you next time.